message received.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Hey guys, glad to have you with us today. Amazing, amazing day. We're getting close to the end of the year here, aren't we? You know, December came on. I don't know what it was like for you, but, you know, for our business, December snuck up on us, man. It just came all of a sudden. You know, it seemed like summer just ended and all of a sudden we're in December and we're down to the last couple of weeks of the year. How does that make you guys feel, by the way? Was this a good year for you guys? Get over to Twitter, find us at Hire Trust. If you're not following us already, you want to get over there and we'll give you some love over there. We certainly engage with all of our subscribers over there, all of our followers. And we're over at, we're at Hire Trust also on Facebook. We'd be glad to have you guys, friend us up over at Facebook, share a ton of content with you, lots of insider tips, and also engage with you guys and we can get you some additional followers. So I hope you link up with us because that's what we're really after here is building a community of people who are going through the same thing we are. You know, we've been in business now for online for about 15 years. And, you know, we've grown that across multiple different niche businesses, multiple types of businesses online. But you know, each time we start a new business, and certainly in the beginning, we were at the same place that many of you are at, right? We started off trial and error, failed at a lot of things. And I don't often use that word failed. I use it just for effect. But, you know, in my mind, we seek to fail fast. Failures for us are actually something we look forward to, only in the sense that we learn from them and it's the way that we get to the next step. So hope you guys are doing awesome in this last couple of weeks. We're going to cover two topics today that directly impact your business. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, we run a mentorship site over at InfoMarketerZone.com. That's InfoMarketerZone.com. We've got some members over there that, first of all, have gone on to some really big businesses as a result of what they've been able to learn over there. And it's all about launching your own products and launching your own websites to make money online in real businesses. And what I mean by that is we spend a lot of time in that site hooking you up with the tools, techniques, and strategies to be able to define a marketplace as if it's a real business instead of just a biz op or someone else's idea. We really spend a lot of time in making sure that you find what's right with you. For you in your life, because that's critical. I mean, if you look at, you know, we've had the benefit of working with and alongside millionaires and even billionaires. And what strikes me about each of those people is the passion and the energy and the enthusiasm and the dedication they have for their businesses. I mean, it's unstoppable. It's something that comes from deep within them to succeed. And in most cases, they're exceptionally passionate around the businesses that they start. And that could be they're passionate around, you know, the teaching or the solutions or the products that they provide within that space. It could be that they're exceptionally passionate about the market itself. Or it could be that they're just passionate about running a business and they structure their business to focus on a large market where they know that they can win and they can practice what they are passionate about every day. So here I'm talking about people that are, say, born salespeople. They just love to sell things, but they hate, being a salesman under an organization, being held back by sort of the rules and the commission structures and the spiffs and all out of traditional sales markets. So, you know, they go about and start their own business because they love sales. They love selling. They love deal making. They love, you know, building a business and fulfilling the desire within markets. And, you know, so you got to find that thing for you. And let's actually, you know, the first topic we're going to touch on today is how to find your business or how to find your niche market. If you're sitting there listening to this today and you know in your gut that you really don't like what you're doing in life right now, whether it's school, whether it's your education path, whether it's your current job, whether it's a career, whether you're sitting there in a sort of a bad state right now, not employed at all, you know, whatever your situation is, you know in your gut, you ultimately know am I happy what I'm doing with what I'm doing? And it's not just about the money. What I'm talking about is, you know, can I do this for another 10 years? Am I building my value? Am I, do I have an unlimited ceiling above me? Do I have a place where I can fulfill a lot of my personal, emotional, professional goals in life through this vehicle? Or at least, you know, is this a career path where I'm going to be able to do that? And for a lot of people, they're not in the right place. I mean, that's why, you know, satisfaction rates, job satisfaction rates are quite high. Quite low. Job satisfaction rates are quite low. Dissatisfaction is extremely high. And it's because people just, you know, they can't stand what they do. I mean, think about how much time we spend if you go to your job and you hate what you do. I mean, you're spending from 8 o'clock in the morning until at least 5 or 6 at night on that job. And then you're bringing it home with you. You're thinking about it for another couple hours. And when you wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock or 6:30, you know, it's in your mind and it's a burden on you. And a lot of people these days, it's on weekends. And then you have to travel and you have to go to these meetings. I mean, it envelops your life to the point where you have to, for your own health, sanity, and happiness, you have to make sure you're headed in a direction where, A, you believe that you're going to get more value out of this in the long run. It's a value for value exchange. Obviously, you're offering value to the market and to your business and to your customer and to your job, your employer, if you got a job. But at the end of the day, you want to build your own value. You want to show people what you can do. You want to maximize your benefit, your creativity, your energy. You want to show people the best of you. And if your job is not letting you do that, then you have to, I'm not saying quit tomorrow. I'm not saying dump it all, because a lot of people, I mean, we have lives, right? We have dependencies. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, what really matters is that you're headed in a path that you feel good about. And you can do that. You know, let's say you're in a job you hate today. You can get your mind around where you want to go, and whether that job can help you get there or not. If it doesn't, then you can start working at something on the side. You know, you've got a lot of hours. All those hours you're spending now trying to decompress and trying to relieve stress or be stressed about the job, you can funnel that energy into something really productive and become a lot healthier emotionally and eventually physically by, you know, setting your target on something maybe a year from now that you'll be able to quit your job because you're going to be on a path to profit in your own business. And that's the time you can cut bait, right? And it was a year from now, 2 years from now. But you will be amazed when you get to that point in your mind that, hey, maybe it's still a year away. And right now you may wonder, how am I going to last at this job I completely hate? But in reality, when you have control and when you see a vision and when you're working towards it, that year can go by very quickly. And so, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about today is I'm going to give you some tips on how to pick that niche market. How do you pick that business, your career direction, et cetera, that is going to work for you, that isn't just something you've pulled from someone else that you think is going to work because you've seen someone else do it. And we're talking about what I call niche selection or niche market selection. And by niche market, I mean the market you're going to serve, but also how you're going to serve it, the products you're going to offer, the services you're going to offer. What is the vision you have, say, you know, 3, 5, 10 years from now about how you're going to operate in that market? What would be the ideal situation for you, you know, 5 years from now? If you could script your own, sort of think of it as a movie, if you could script your own movie, you know, what would you be doing? Who would you be spending time with? Where would you be living? Where would you be working? What kind of things would you be doing to generate income where it wouldn't feel like drudgery? It wouldn't feel like work. And so we're talking about niche selection. I'm going to give you 4 tips to be able to pick niches that will be effective for you and give you peace of mind and let you really succeed in the market. So some tips first around when you select a particular niche market, right? For a product. And let's say you're going to create a training course or an information product, an ebook, some sort of course, some teaching program, a video series, a membership site, any one of those where you're sharing basically knowledge in return for, you know, for profit. And you're going to help someone achieve a desired outcome in their life. You know, maybe you're going to help them lose weight. You're going to help them handle stress. You're going to help them make more money. You're going to help them play a sport better. You know, whatever the direction you're going to take it, it's going to be very fulfilling because you're going to help them along the way and they're going to pay you handsomely for that because it's a dream. It's an obsession they have, right? And you're tapping into that. So first of all, on niche selection, you want to be very specific. So it's not specific enough to say, okay, yeah, I want to help. I'm interested in health. I want to help people with health. Well, great. You got to go deeper than that. What is it about health that you want to target first? And that's always a combination of your passion and the profit potential. Always, always, always. It's the same formula, right? If you have profit potential without passion, you won't stick to it long enough and you won't carry through on it. If you have passion only and you haven't proven that it's a profitable market and you understand what's selling into that market, then it's a hobby and you're going to end up, you know, banging your head against the wall, doing all kinds of stuff for a year, which you may enjoy, but at the end of the day, it doesn't pay the bills, right? So you need both passion and profit for that particular niche. It needs to be based on an urgent, irrational, and unrelenting desire. So that's, and this goes hand in hand with being more specific. So within health, what are those problems within health that people are desperate to find a solution for, right? And, you know, things like losing belly fat at 40 is a very emotionally charged, very urgent desire for a lot of men who find themselves carrying this extra load in a midlife crisis where the next, you know, 30 years of their life depends on A, being healthy, B, being attractive, and C, you know, overall just, you know, being looking younger, right? Because they've hit that point in their lives. And so it's very important that you hone in on that urgent, irrational, and unrelenting desire, and then, you know, you'll find that those will lead you to being more specific because you're now targeting very specific desires and wants within a marketplace. All right. Then you have to look at, okay, is there a market? What are other people selling into that market? Is there, you know, is there a range of products? Is there, first of all, enough demand in any one product category? And second, ideally you see multiple product categories. So ideally you'd see, you know, $17 eBooks around that are selling well. You'd see $100 home study courses around it that are selling well. And you would even see some evidence that there are $1,000, $10,000 high-ticket products that are selling, let's say around, you know, seminars or maybe a membership site or a really high-end package. That gives you the leeway. You know, maybe you're not ready to do that right now, but a year from now, when you come out with your intro product and it starts killing it and you start selling it, you very well may want to hit the market with a $1,000 high-end product for those top 20% of your customers. And, you know, so definitely you need to assess the potential for any product selling, but you want to know, is there a range of products that you can sell? And then finally, you want to understand, is there a way that I can differentiate in that marketplace? So assess yourself honestly. I mean, maybe you know nothing about it, but you do have an interest. So you'll spend the next, you know, a couple of months really digging into it and figure out at least enough to produce an intro level product. And then you'll be committed to it enough, you know, passionate about it enough to really dig in and interview some experts and try some things and really become an expert yourself over the next year. And then you come out with your high end product, you know, that sort of thinking that, are you committed to the marketplace? Is it a marketplace that you can stay committed to over a period of time? Okay. Then after you've picked that particular niche market, then you go into a phase of testing and validation. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of people within InfoMarketerZone.com that have started their own information product businesses, and some of them have been running them for years, and they're not very profitable. You know, either they're not making a profit at all, or they're barely just scratching by, and they're wondering why. Why is it that I'm an expert in this space? You know, I had a personal trainer, spent 25 years in the personal training business, had multiple sites where he was doing, you know, face-to-face personal training, knew a ton about the subject, was great with people. But what's interesting is when he launched his information product, he was so close to the topic, he produced a product that he knew that people needed rather than coming at it from the perspective of what do they want? And it, you know, all it was it ended up that we had to tweak about 25% of the product. We had to restructure the title, obviously, and all the marketing around it and the positioning around it. And that's what it was. It was simply because they came at it from the wrong angle. And, you know, if he had done this, and he's been struggling along with this for about 2 years, if he had done that 2 years ago, the guy would be a millionaire right now. So, you know, it really behooves you to test and validate your ideas in the market. What he would have found if he had have just maybe either released a low-end entry product or written some early articles and then advertised traffic to them and saw his level of engagement, he would have discovered right away that he was missing the mark. He wouldn't have had a lot of engagement, probably wouldn't have had a lot of early sales, and you could tell. And then you'd tweak it. And you'd go back to the market and say, okay, maybe am I missing the message here? Am I missing, you know, something about how I'm offering the product? Tweak it and then retest it. And eventually you'll hit the right one. And then you go big, right? Because once you get that right, once you get the message to market match right, you can scale the business like crazy. I mean, there's a ton of techniques to get. Don't ever be afraid that you won't be able to generate traffic and sales. Right? There's all kinds of ways to generate traffic and sales. The issue is you have to worry about, have I got the right product and have I got the right positioning so that I can set myself up to really scale this baby, right? And that's what most people don't do. Most people release a product that is less than optimized for the market, and then they go ahead and they try and scale it. So they spend a bunch of money on advertising, they blow their brains out with a whole bunch of content development, and they see mediocre results. And it's totally predictable, unfortunately. And so the way you avoid that is through testing and validation. Okay, number three point around selecting niche markets. Think of it as a business and not a product. I get a lot of people, again, at infomarketerzone.com that come in with a single product. And they don't at all think of themselves as a business. They think of themselves as their product. And it's just, it's a very a limiting way of thinking of yourself. And here's why. If you think of yourself, you step back and you say, okay, I'm a business and I offer solutions to a person in market X. I solve problems X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to start with product X to solve problem X, okay? And even then, I'm going to provide an introduction product. And I, first of all, I got to create a lot of leads. I got to create some traffic leads, and then I got to convert those leads into customers. So if you think of yourself as a business, you know that you're coming out with Y and Z products to also target that market, right? So what you can do is you can, you know, plan accordingly how you structure product X, because you know that on the backside of that, you're going to be able to sell product Y and Z to the same customer base. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you think of yourself as a business, then you see a bigger picture, you see a whole more holistic picture that allows you to structure your product strategy, your positioning, your story to the marketplace as part of the end vision when you have sort of that whole entity in place. You can start down that path now so that you bring in your leads and your traffic and your initial conversions are all aimed around reaching that point, that bigger vision, instead of just looking at one single product and trying to do everything with that product when it's just not feasible. And so you're going to limit yourself in a lot of ways by maybe charging too much for that product, maybe not advertising the bigger vision and thinking too small so that people don't see you as a real big player in the marketplace. They don't trust you. They don't give you enough credibility because they don't see you as a big player. All of those things go into play and it will switch instantly when you start thinking of yourself as a business and not as a product. And then the fourth tip I'm going to give you around niche markets is pay close attention to your numbers. Your numbers do not lie, right? And it's extremely important in today's online marketing e-commerce environment to know your numbers. Why? Well, even 5 years ago, you could get a ton of traffic for virtually nothing. You know, I could generate a bunch of content. I could do SEO. I could do all kinds of techniques. I could do syndication that would cost virtually nothing, affiliate marketing, et cetera, that would, you know, cost me some time, sure, but it would cost me very little to be able to bring in a lot of traffic and new conversions. It was the heyday. It was the great, yeah, unfortunately, times have changed, right? So today, you can't be near as effective at any of that. Anyone who tells you otherwise is just not telling you the truth. And so a lot of the big businesses today, and even the small micro businesses that are going to $1 million businesses, are doing so by understanding their numbers. They get a solid ROI, return of investment calculation. They know that their cost per customer acquisition is X. Let's say it's $10 a customer. And so they know that they sell a product for $100 and that their profit is going to be $60 on that product. And so they get a 6x return after the cost of customer acquisition. that means they can go out and blow their brains out on scaling that business. They can go out and spend all day long on Facebook ads, Google ads, on easy ads, on however you want to do it, banner ads. They can go big because they know that on average they're getting $10 for each customer, and each customer is giving them $60 in profit. So you can scale the business. Now, on the other side, if it's costing you $20 to get each customer, and you're selling a $17 ebook of which you're keeping, say, you know, $15 or $10 after you give commissions to affiliates, etc., then you know you're losing money, right? So you can't scale up. And you can't start to throw, and it doesn't matter unless you've got products on the back end where you can make additional ROI, right? Which goes back to thinking of yourself as a business, not as a single product. Then, you know, you can't scale your business. You'll go broke, right? You can throw thousands of dollars of advertising. You can make some sales, but you're losing money in the long term. You're just not going to make any profit. So you have to know your numbers. You have to understand what is it costing me to get customers, and then what is my profit margin, and then adjust. You know, maybe you adjust your traffic generation campaign, you adjust your advertising so it's less expensive, or you come out with a back-end product that allows you, instead of making $15 a customer, you now make $30 or you make $40, and now you can start to scale up, right? So that's all of that is important when you pick niche markets, niche businesses, and structure your business online when the time comes. Okay. That's it on picking markets and picking businesses. Hey, I want you guys to comment on this, by the way. Head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. You'll see a blog post that's called Four Critical Rules for Successful Niche Information Product Creation, where you get these tips and more all for free, right? So head over to the blog, and I'd like you to comment on it. If you have questions around this, or if you have some experience to share, then comment on it. One other topic I want to cover today, and I don't want to keep you too long, but it is exceptionally important. I'm seeing this all through the people we're coaching with and helping inside infomarketerzone.com. Many people are stuck, right? They're stuck as an entrepreneur. They're stuck in their lives. They're stuck as a potential business person, and they don't know how to get to the next stage. It could be somebody who's stuck at the idea phase and can't find their first product and get their first websites developed. Could be someone who has launched their first product and it's sort of, you know, it's going to doing so-so, and they can't figure out how to get to the next level in their business. Lots of people are stuck, and they can't figure out, how do I get the motivation and the drive to move forward? So four tips I got for you real quick here. And let me hear your comments on these over at Higher Trust, either on Facebook or at Twitter, on the Twit machine. Well, I will see you guys over there. Number one, you need to be driven by something big. You need to have a big vision, a big drive. If your drive is to pay off some bills, or your drive is to buy a nicer house, those aren't big enough whys to be able to drive you to be successful with your business. If your why is to never again have to put the control of your financial future in the hands of someone else, and the safety and security of your family and your friends and yourself, if those are what's driving you, and you have a vision around each one of those in terms of, if this doesn't work, here's the despair I could throw myself, I'm going to be thrown into, versus when it does succeed, here's the amazing control and security I can provide to my family. That is powerful. That's called big drive, right? Or it may be some big, you know, I want to be the biggest in market X, because I'm going to help the most people. I'm going to connect with millions and millions of people. I'm going to help hundreds of thousands of people and make the world a better place. That's big drive. So you've got to find, what is the big drive that is that beacon of light at the end of the tunnel many years from now that allows you to stay motivated no matter what stage your business is at, because you're aiming for that big goal. Okay, so set yourself up with a big drive. All entrepreneurs, all successful entrepreneurs I know have something big fueling them. Something big, not something small, not one product, not a certain amount of money in a year. It's something bigger, right? It's a target either for them or their family. It's highly emotional and much bigger than just the money itself. All right, number two, gain knowledge and expertise. If you're stuck and you don't know where to go next, or you lack motivation, or fear is holding you back, then the solution for that is to go out and just seek knowledge, you know, gain skill, go talk to people who have done it, go seek to learn from those who have gone before you. Go to YouTube, watch videos of people who have been successful. Go study your discipline. Find out what techniques there are. You'll find the confidence in yourself builds. Your fear will dissipate and you'll start to get excited and passionate about the market all over again. Number three, get into a habit of discipline. And before, you know, this has to start today, right? Get used to going to bed at a certain time. Get used to getting up at a certain time. Get used to eating well, largely. Now, it doesn't mean that once in a while you're going to fall off this train. Everybody does. Everybody has challenges. You know, we hit points in time where we don't sleep well or where we cheat and, you know, we go to a party and we eat crappy or we, you know, we drink too much one night or, you know, we all hit points like that. But chances are that in your life today, that's sort of a 50-50 split or a 40-60 split. You want to make that sort of a 2% exception when that happens. So you want to bring yourself into a much more disciplined state. That will set you up for much higher success. Not only, again, you'll gain the confidence in yourself, you'll gain the confidence of those around you, and they will begin to follow you and seek you out, and you'll have much greater influence and trust. Plus, you just become a ton more productive, right? And you'll feel better, and you will just get a lot more done. Now, the number four technique for getting yourself out of a rut or unstuck if you're stuck as an entrepreneur is to break out of the normal. Normal is bad. Normal is a really negative place to be. It may be comfortable for you, but just because of that, it should be uncomfortable. Make normal uncomfortable. You know, normal for you today is comfortable and it's too comfortable and that nothing happens in normal. Normal actually takes you back a step. It's not even treading water. So what you want to do is change up your routine, change up what you're doing, change up what you're trying. If your ads aren't working, try different ones. If your website's not working, try a completely different type of website. Even just in terms of, you know, if your schedule's not working for you, get up early for a week. Commit yourself to getting up at 5 a.m. and see what that does to you. If you're scared of developing products, just go and do it. Develop your first product, develop your first 20, 30 page report and get it out there and sell it for $17 and see how it does, right? Do something different. And you know, you have to get into that mindset of breaking out of the normal. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world I know constantly do this, even though they're in a much, much more comfortable position than anyone listening to this. The thing is, they see comfortable position as offensive and as something to avoid at all costs. And so they're constantly structuring their lives. In fact, their habits of discipline that we talked about before build in breaking out of normal. They schedule time to do different things and try different things and experiment and think differently and push the people that they go to employ in their businesses to do the same. Right? So break out of that normal. Do it by start breaking your schedule. You know, eat better. Wake up at an earlier time. Try doing something you've never done, you know, cut a video if that's what you're afraid of doing. And that's the other thing is when you're breaking out of normal, try and do those things that you fear the most and you'll gain the most from those. And what I mean by is self-confidence and the response usually for those types of things is great because you've been holding back. It's fear that's been holding back and you unleash yourself on that and all of a sudden it's hugely influential. Okay, so I've gone a long time on this one. But I think it's useful information. These are some of the most important things that we're helping people, you know, get out of sort of the four-figure, five-figure earning potential into the six- and seven-figure potential. What we covered here today, folks, is really the basis for that. I can't tell you how many customers I've helped and I've worked with and on these specific areas, just these specific areas, and the amazing improvement it's made in their lives and in their business. And so take it to heart. Go back, listen to this again. Take notes if you haven't. Head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. You'll also see over at that site, hirertrustmarketing.com/podcast. You can download all these podcasts with the notes. All right. Appreciate you sticking with me through this. Love to hear your feedback. Hit us up at HireTrust at Twitter, at HireTrust on Facebook. Hope to see you over there. And until the next episode, be great. Bye-bye for now.